The Best Mix, 98.3 The Coast, and The Best Mix in the Morning Show. It is time for your Daily Dish for Friday. Super Bowl halftime performer The Weeknd and his hit pop single Blinding Lights have dominated the Billboard charts for more than a year. Still, The Weeknd failed to earn a Grammy nomination, and he called the process corrupt. The Weeknd is finished with the charades. He's boycotting the Grammy Awards for the remainder of his career, he says. He blamed the sketchy backroom shenanigans, saying, quote, "Because of the secret committees, I will no longer allow my label to submit my music to the Grammys." The Grammys have a terrible history of honoring black artists. You have to go back to 2008 for the last time a black musician won for Album of the Year. That award went to jazz legend Herbie Hancock for a tribute album to the music of 77-year-old folk singer Joni Mitchell. Sharon Osbourne got a bit miffed as she defended Piers Morgan on The Talk on Thursday on CBS. Piers, of course, is under fire for criticizing Meghan Markle following her big interview with Oprah Winfrey. But Sharon insists she shouldn't be judged for standing by her pal Piers, who walked off the set of ITV's Good Morning Britain this week and quit the show. Sharon said, quote, "I feel even like I'm about to be put in the electric chair because I have a friend who many people think is racist, so that makes me racist." She then got into it with co-host Cheryl Underwood, who is black, saying, quote, "I will ask you again, Cheryl. I've been asking you during the break. I'm asking you again, and don't try and cry, because if anyone should be crying, it should be me. This is the situation. You tell me where you have heard him say. Educate me, tell me, when you have heard me say racist things. Educate me, tell me," she says. Cheryl then explained that it's problematic that Piers believes Meghan's claims are untrue. Cheryl says, not want to address that because she is a black woman and not try to dismiss it or to make it seem less than what it is. That's what makes it racist," she says. She also added, "But right now, I'm talking to a woman who I believe is my friend, and I don't want anybody here to watch this and think that we are attacking you for being racist." And Matthew McConaughey has teased the possibility of a run for governor of Texas in the past. Now the Oscar winner is getting more serious about it. While speaking on the Balanced Voice podcast this week, McConaughey said a political run is a true consideration. Back in November, he said on The Late Show that he had no plans to run for governor of Texas. "I have no plans to do that right now," he said at the time. "As I said, that would be up to a lot of other people." The next election for Texas governor takes place in November of 2022. That's the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.